Hey guys, Danny Kerr here. For all you listening, let's make it happen. Let's get to Christmas number one for an unbelievable cause. Merry Christmas, everyone. Get the track. Come on!
The steam is coming out my mouth. We are on the precipice of getting a Christmas number one, and I just look over the common with the frost and the steam rising, and I just close my eyes and I say, more lash, 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 more lash. And I decided to do another lap of the common, but I'm just doing a half pace. I'm just thinking of the day ahead, the year I've had, COVID, Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4, they've all been pretty good. And a few other runners notice me, and they come up to me and say, are you? I say, yeah, I'm the chief challenge officer, the CEO of Clapham. Yeah, you know who I am. I'm pretty big on Instagram. And they say, do you mind if we, and I say, sing? Yeah, of course. And we just stand in the middle of the common and we all start singing, more lash, 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 more lash. All of a sudden, they're all texting their friends. Guys, I'm in the common here with the guy, the magician. He's about to get Christmas number one. He's singing. Come quickly. He's on the bandstand. Let's all come together. All of a sudden, within 20 minutes, Clapham Common is full. It's like SW4, but even better, because it's like in the morning and everyone's brought beers and they just all start singing. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. More lash, animal lash, and then everyone just says, well, you've got a phenomenal voice. And I say, yeah, I'm hoping to be on the next Nickelback album. And they all fist bump me, and then I have to death on my fist. But happy Christmas, everyone. Let's make it number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the last ever episode of the Rigbiz podcast for Series 3, the Christmas special, if you will. As always, I'm joined by Banta
it's
Claus
Christmas
himself.
It's Christmas time, it's time to lash. 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 Happy Christmas, mate.
Come on, guys.
Well, happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas to you, sir.
Happy Christmas to you.
Is that a song?
Happy Christmas to you.
Is that a song?
Happy Christmas, dear Freddy. Happy Christmas to you.
Thank you very much. That was beautiful.
It's all good.
You've got an award-winning voice, and hopefully we can get, you know, well, hopefully top of the charts, hopefully beat that horrible man, Mad Baby. But if not, we'll get close to the top as possible. And guys, we're relying on you. If you bought the track, keep buying it, keep streaming it, keep sharing it.
It's been
really
an incredible effort, I've got to say.
It really has been.
It's blown me away.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say it surprised me, but it hasn't really, because, you know, I've got a strong fan base of people who just enjoy, you know, the bands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like
and they've just decided, look, you know, this guy is, he's a character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a guy who is the only guy in the charts with a real job.
Yeah, yeah.
Just raising money for charity.
Yeah, just like
selfless.
That. Yeah, yeah, selfless. Selfless. Well, we've done a brilliant job to get there, and we are still in the running. So please, please, please keep sharing, keep buying, and keep
Freddie,
streaming.
They can still buy the track.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, interestingly, I've said to everyone, you know, look, now's the time to turn to your parents, because let's face it, we always turn to our parents when we need stuff, like to get on the property market, you know, an extra hundy for a weekend, you know, anything. That's what you use your parents for.
Yeah, the sort of bank of mum and dad, as it were.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, yeah, just make sure you're tapping up your rents.
Well,
it's
guys,
99p.
Yeah, yeah, all
I
your
mean,
friends,
spend,
all your family.
I spend 299p's on a night out.
Yeah, well, at least that, I suppose.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
when you're getting the rounds in for the boys. I mean,
yeah,
they are
yeah,
thirsty.
Yeah. A lot of the 99p's I spend are expense.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Well, you sort of claim back through the club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. You're a businessman after all. But guys, please, all friends, all family,
businessman,
even enemies in Putney, get them to buy
influencer,
it.
Influencer, LinkedIn extraordinaire, and now an award-winning singer.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully I'll get my MBE for charity work.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure about that. But
No, I think I probably will.
Yeah, well, if the Queen's feeling very generous, and she's probably getting on the lash in Windsor Castle. She's probably listening to it. She's probably already bought it. I mean, who knows?
I imagine they will absolutely love
Prince Harry.
It's Christmas time. It's time to lash.
Yeah.
Probably Harry, not these days.
Well, yeah, before he turned a bit. Yeah. No, I agree with you. Anyway, it is Christmas time, and we said that we were going to do a little present ceremony today.
Yeah.
So do you have something for me, or do you want me to start?
No. Okay, hold on. If you just open that.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite an odd shape. Right.
It's a Sainsbury's bag.
Yeah.
But look in it. Look in it.
Look in it. Yeah, I was about to say. Right, okay.
So, shall I talk you through it?
Well, yeah, I'm sort of flabbergasted
okay,
to see
so
what it is.
So, there are some gluten-free wraps.
Right.
Some cottage cheese.
Okay.
Some small tomatoes, chicken breast, and already cooked broccoli.
Right,
and
okay.
So, that is my famous protein wrap.
Right.
And so, you can make that. It probably gives
I'm not gluten-free, though.
Sorry?
I'm not gluten-free. I'm not seeing
it. Yeah, I know, but it's health benefits. You'll enjoy it. It's only probably good for the next 12 hours, so you've got a lot of wraps there to cover
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I do have a lot of wraps there. Right, okay.
Are you definitely going to eat that?
Well, probably not. I've already eaten.
Okay, well, then I will take it because I love them.
So you want to take back your Christmas present?
No, only if you don't want it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it just looks a bit dry and stodgy, but well, not.
Mate, meal preparation. You know, if you line those up for the next few days, that's your meal sorted.
I was expecting like a watch, a sort of a money belt, sort of.
No,
this is
from the heart, Freddie.
Right. Okay. Well, should I give you mine?
Yeah. Can I open mine?
Am I allowed to keep that just for the part?
Yeah. If you're not going to eat it, let me
know.
Should
we put it in the fridge?
I will eat it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, here's mine, mate. It's the big one over there.
All right. Oh. Okay. What is it?
Well, we need to inflate it, so it's actually packaged up now. But because, well, even before the Tier 4 regulations came in, I knew you'd probably be spending Christmas by yourself.
Right.
And so I thought, you know, why not have company?
It's a blow-up doll.
It's a blow-up doll.
Oh, right.
It's a bit like the...
I've already got one of those.
Really?
No.
But this one you can sort of put, you know, the other side of your table before you Zoom Burnsy on Christmas Day. Just give you a bit of company.
Yeah, yeah.
And is something quite funny. Like, in the evenings, it kind of turns into our... Well, do you remember our product, which was the Fleshlight rugby ball?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. That's great. And yeah, I guess that's good because I can practice my chat in between seasons
the
doll.
Yeah, yeah. So just have that blow it up and, you know, you can sort of draw on it.
I'll already give it the nickname Blowy.
Blowy. Right, okay. That's quite a good name.
Because it's full of air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, mate, I hope you like it.
Yeah, mate. I really, really enjoy. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, mate. I really appreciate it.
Are you going to call? I mean, what's going on with Alistair now, this whole Tier 4 thing?
Yeah, it's a bit of a nightmare, I'm not going to lie.
Go on.
So
you're obviously not going back.
I'm spending it in Clapham, which is fine because, to be fair, as the CEO of Clapham, you know, I probably should be in the area making sure things are ticking along while everyone's out of London. But yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you know, you're only allowed on Christmas Day your support bubble. And as Alistair said, you know, Daddy, he said that, you know, he's already got my sister, Hector, my brother, and the gardener and my mum, his ex-wife, in a sport bubble. And any more, he would actually... It just doesn't have the room, which is totally understandable. But he has said that he sent off my Christmas present.
Right. What have you got?
Yeah, well, it's what I wanted. It's
okay.
Tupperware. Because, you know, yeah, because I always need Tupperware.
Okay.
You know, if anyone knows anything about me, meal preparation is key.
Right,
So that's what I was saying. If you're not going to use the wraps, all of it, at the end of this, we can divvy up because I've got loads of Tupperware and I need to prep for the next couple of days.
Well, you must have been quite happy in a way for Tier 4 to come in because it's given you an excuse, you know, not to go home because it didn't look like
I would have definitely been going home.
Really?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I imagine so. I mean, yeah. If we got Christmas number one, then Alistair said I would have come. But now this news.
Has Alistair bought the track of the family behind it? Or
I've WhatsApped it to him and he's definitely read it. So.
Okay.
Two blue ticks. I'm guessing he has bought it. I'm hoping he has.
Okay.
I imagine he's really proud of me.
Yeah. Well, I'm not so sure.
We tried to call him earlier, but I think he is. He's so busy this time of year.
It is a busy time to sit at home being nothing.
He's actually got obviously his kids from his new wife, and they're only small, so they love Christmas. And fingers crossed, we can do a family Zoom on Christmas, which will be great fun.
Well,
it'd be great to see him.
One person.
I wonder if he's changed this year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one person who has been incredibly busy.
I wonder if he's listening to this.
I doubt it.
Good evening, gents and ladies. Nick and Benadon here, aka Benders. It's time to dig deep into those pockets. You know, at your lowest times during this lockdown, Archie's been there for you with the chat, and now it's time to repay that. So let's get Rigade to number one and save Restart Rugby. Let's do this, guys.
Hi, it's England cricketer Rhys Topley here. Purchase the track and help get Rigade to Christmas number one.
My darlings, this is Lottie Lyon here. Let's get them to number one and earn some fantastic money for Restart Rugby. Merry Christmas.
Well, Arch, the business section, of course, is brought to us by the wonderful guys from Suns, who are doing just amazing, amazing work to get people's lids back. You know, they are the real magicians, as I've said before, and they continue to do that into the new year. And what they brought out this time actually is quite incredible, because it is Christmas and it's very hard. All the shops are now closed in London, so you may be thinking, damn it, what do I buy myself or a friend or a family member? Well, guess what? If they're starting to show signs of thinning or they're losing the lid, there's no better gift than buying their Suns gift card, the three-month gift card. You can go on their, you can go on their website now and buy a three-month Suns gift card. And you can give the gift not just of a lovely Christmas present, but the gift of sort of magic and reclaiming people's hair.
Yeah, and I also, interestingly, this week I was having a Zoom call with one of my colleagues, and, you know, he is really thinning. Mm-hmm. And I think his big ambition is to have a Peaky Blinders kind of hairdo, you know, very long on top and then shaved on the sides and the back. And, you know, I just said to him, you know, point blank, I was brutal. I said, look, mate, you're not going to be able to do that. But, you know, if you use Suns, you will. And actually having that hairstyle in the city is so money.
Yeah.
So money.
So did you give him a card or?
Yeah. I didn't give him a card. I just said to him, you know, go on the site, use RigBiz20 and you get £20 off.
Yeah.
That's a really nice present. Yeah. Actually might do that for a few people. And in turn, that will make us look good. And then in turn, they will come back for advertising. And in turn, we will make money. Really what they're doing is giving a gift to their family, but also a gift to us.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That blows my mind, that actually we are being charitable, but in we're actually getting money back.
Yeah.
It's cash in the bank.
It's business.
Yeah, that's business.
It's what you do best. Well, guys, one thing which will definitely work is if you go on the Suns website, suns.co.uk, and put in the code RIGBIS20, you get £20 off a 1 month or 3 month package, or you can buy those incredible gift cards as a present this Christmas. So, guys, for something which works in 9 out of 10 guys, please give them the gift of having a strong lid again. So, Archie, of course, in business, we have to give the best tips in the business. You have come up with some good ones and some slightly bad ones. I mean, I would say that...
All good, mate. All good. They've all been bloody good.
Yeah, Biltong wasn't quite as good as your
Biltong
cryptocurrency
one. Biltong
is
still going up. I highly recommend investing in Biltong. 2021 is going to be a big year for Biltong.
But seeing as this is the last episode of the year, you know, the Christmas special, what is your big Christmas gift? As Banta Claus, as you call yourself, what is your Christmas gift to the nation?
Yeah, well, in December, I do become Banta Claus. You're right. And a lot of the guys on the City Slinkers WhatsApp group love that chat. Yeah. They're just like, mate, that is pretty good. Where did you come up with that? I was just like, at the top of my head, mate. I was just working out and I just suddenly stopped mid-crunch. And I was like, boom. That's where banter comes to me when I'm working out. Like, new banter comes to me when I'm working out. So, I mean, two tips for people in this final episode is, like, make sure you're working out over the Christmas, you know, period, because a lot of your chat will come to you when you're mid-workout. Your mind is clear and you're working, you know, your heart rate's up and your brain is working tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
But also, my second and final tip of the year is, you know, if you've got cash, which you, I think all of you should have by now, having listened to me all year, is if you haven't done it, then go buy the track. It's the last chance. That money is going to an incredible charity and it will raise awareness to Restart Rugby and you'll feel bloody good about yourself.
I completely agree.
That's the best thing about charity. You know, you're giving and it's like a selfless act which will make you feel a lot better. And you don't really get that in business. This is a great business opportunity where you can give back.
Yeah. Would you recommend...
It's a shame, actually, we didn't take a percentage because we'd have actually made some quite... you know, good coin.
Would you recommend?
Which in turn we could have invested in Biltong.
Would you recommend that they put it on their CV, having bought the tracks?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that will help. You know, to a lot of the younger guys, younger listeners who are at school, at university, looking to move in the city, I would 100% put that on your CV.
Yeah.
So you're part of the RigBiz team.
Well, everyone is part of the team, and that's the most amazing thing about this. So, guys, please go out there and buy that track.
You're welcome. It's been a great year, and hopefully, a lot of you have made a lot of money from me. And yeah, this is your final opportunity to do something that will benefit your CV and benefit your mind and your body and your soul. Fred, before we finish the pod for the year, the season, I have got one announcement, which is pretty sad.
Yep.
But I just want to do a big shout out to Tom Miller, who unfortunately passed away. He was an ambassador for Oddballs, who did some incredible work. Tom, I know, listened to the podcast. He followed my Instagram. Unbelievable bloke. Never met him, but I'm sure we would have enjoyed chopping pints and having some seriously good chat. A lot of people got in contact, and yeah, you can donate to his page, but he seems like an unbelievable bloke. Really, really sad. And I just want a big shout out to Tom, and also just wishing his family and friends, you know, as good a Christmas as they possibly have. What a legend of a man.
Yeah.
By all accounts, I've had a lot of people message me on my Instagram. And yeah, sad, sad news.
Well, we'll put his Just Giving page in the box below so you guys can all get involved in that and donate. It's incredibly sad news, especially at this time of year, more than ever. May his memory be a blessing.
Hi, everyone. It's James Haskell here, and I can't imagine you're tuning into this bollocks, but if you are, please, please get behind the Christmas number one. We're raising some money for an incredible charity. Archie, for the first time in his life, is doing something selfless for somebody else. He's not taking any money out of this. All the money is going to Restart, which is helping players restart their careers, deal with catastrophic injury, as well as providing mental health care. We're helping about 50 to 60 players per year. Some of them, we've stopped committing suicide. We need this money. The charity is about to run out, and anything to shut fucking Archie up and actually give him an opportunity to have something worth talking about, as opposed to that bullshit he says about rigged biz run, his fucking fourth quarter numbers and the Ned.
So Archie, obviously we've got a lot of people to thank as well.
Yeah, it's been an emotional roller coaster, Freddie. What a year.
It has been a crazy year.
I do feel like this bit needs a bit of music. You know, this is quite emotional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just trying to think of something, you know, that would be fitting. It's probably Savage Garden. Do you have that song?
Savage Garden.
Yeah, yeah. It's
you sure?
Great tune, mate. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I can pump it up if you want.
When I had the problems with the girl I can't name from the hockey team, you know, it was a song that actually got me through quite a tough time.
Okay.
So maybe if you put that on, and
yeah, sure, I can pump it out now if you really want.
Thanks.
I mean, it's not my choice, but if you want it, that's absolutely fine.
Guys, it's Archie Cousin here, a.k.a. the Chief Chat Officer, a.k.a. the CEO of Clapham, a.k.a. the Magician, and a.k.a. Santa Claus. I firstly want to thank all of you for your continued support throughout the year. Thanks so much for listening. I'm sure you'd like to all thank me individually because I've improved your chat a lot. But we really appreciate it here at the Rig Biz podcast and AC Limited. I've got a lot of people to thank, so bear with me. It's quite emotional and there might be some tears. Firstly, I want to say thank you to all the people involved in the single. That goes to Archie Brooksbank, the director and producer of Bladesman Production. His efforts were unbelievable. Also, Cut the Bull Agency. They got us into papers and on Sky News and TalkSport. Then I want to thank everybody that's been in the music video. That goes for Paino, Kersey, Darren Goff, Big Jim, Ed Jackson, Paula Lima, Jeremy Irvine, Bernsey, Rory Lawson, Vicky Fleetwood, Max Evans, Eloise Hayward, Sydney Gregson, Emma Swords, Rosie Gallaghan, Alex Stooksy, Henry Thomas, Jack Walker, Josh McNally, and of course, Benders. And a big, big thank you to my best mate, James Haskell, aka The Fridge. He has been unbelievable, and he's probably one of my closest friends on LinkedIn and Instagram. Guys, it has been emotional. We have got 2 days left to buy the single. If you haven't done it, please do it. All the money is going to Restart Rugby. It's an incredible charity. It would mean an awful lot to us to even get into the top 10. Dig deep. We can do this.
You're right, mate.
Yeah, just that was quite emotional, mate. You know, you look at the year we've had. You know, we've gone from Alex Marks, who was the Bachelor on Channel 5, to Jeremy Irvine, two big, big celebrities. Lottie Lyon from The Apprentice.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was an unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a big scoop.
Yeah, big scoop. And yeah, just looking back at the year, I think I'm just getting quite emotional. Not just to do with the podcast. I mean, I've just had a phenomenal year in the city as well. And
I'm thinking about my Q4 bonus coming in, and that's actually getting me a bit welled up because
steady now.
No, it's just I would probably be going to Dubai early next year, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen. And you know, that would have been great just to go out to Dubs and have some brunches. And now, you know, it's just been an emotional thing because you work so hard, Fred. You know, you keep the economy afloat. You're raising money for charity, and then, you know that Q1, you know, you're not going to be able to get out there and you know, get your rig out. And, you know, my Hinge profile's probably lacking some, you know, holiday photos, and my rig's looking great, but, you know, I need the tan to go with it. So it's a double-edged sword, really. And I'm sorry, mate. It's probably just the end of the year is getting the better of me.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
No, I just want
to take a minute if you want.
No, and, you know, I'm sure people listening to this, you know, I'd love to line them all up individually, and for them, then they could individually thank me. And that would probably, you know, they would probably want to do that.
Yeah, good for the ego.
Yeah. And also, Fred, you know, you probably want to thank me, don't you?
For what?
Well, just, you know, giving you, you know, I've helped you with your chat.
Not
you're
really.
You're welcome, mate. You're welcome. And I don't know, Fred. I'm just, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be doing for New Year's because we're going to be Tier 4. I guess
probably not that much different to Christmas. Look, just by yourself.
Looking at the silver lining, I mean, look, I've probably drank less, taken on less calories in December. It means that January would be a less tough month in the gym. And I guess, thank God, you know, my body fat percentage wouldn't have gone up, because normally I get to January and I really have to dedicate myself and dry January. But thanks. Look, I'm just lucky I've got a dad who's delivered Tupperware, and I'll be able to, you know, get my regiment up, you know, strict routine back in place and start Q1 where I want to. But yeah, I guess I'm lucky at the positives. I can invest that money for my Q4 bonus, and I could probably, you know, I'll probably put that into Biltong, and that will reward me tenfold. I'm sorry, mate.
It's fine.
I'm so strong normally. But,
no, that was actually weirdly and painfully emotional in a weird way. I mean,
that's what Savage Garden will do, mate.
Yeah,
Savage Garden will do.
Well, guys, you know, I'm sure you're all as moved as Archie is by his own story. He's completely... Come on, steady now, Archie. Right. Come on, strength.
Yeah.
I suppose all it leaves us to do is say, have the most incredible Christmas you can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully you can get out of London. If you can't, you know, then... I'm sure you sort
if
of
anyone,
got
if anyone's stuck
plans,
in London, let me know, because I'll be around. And if you want to, you know, I'm still looking for someone to be in my support bubble. So, you know, maybe we can go spin the ball around. I can bring some tinnies and we could do some spin kicker. You know, I don't know. Just let me know.
Okay. So, guys, if you need someone, I mean, you can go and sort of get in contact with Archer.
Dad,
Instagram.
If you're listening. Dad, are you there?
Well, it's a podcast.
Thanks
recording it.
Thanks for everything as well. I wouldn't be the man without you.
He's not listening, Arch. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't want to hit you with a double nail. But okay. Guys, all I can say is have the most incredible Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Keep buying the track. Keep sharing it. Keep streaming it. If you get two or three of your family to do it, suddenly we've got 3 sales in a minute rather than just one. So keep pushing it. Let's do this. We still believe.
And just remember, guys, just remember, you know, More lash.
Right, mate, you're going to have to go now.
Yeah, I better. I could stay here tonight and then I could go in the morning.
No, mate. Okay.
Yeah, no, mate, I've actually got a workout on Zoom with the Chassis Monsters. I better go. Bye, mate.
Can you take that as well?
Yeah. Can I have the wraps?
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, bonus. Thank you, mate. I love you can come around to mine anytime and have one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably best I take it, because you won't know
what
you're doing.
I'm thinking with the family this Christmas.
Okay. But bye, mate.
Have a good one. All right, mate. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
All right. Once in Royal
David City. Whoa, ghost. 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 Mate, that is not good chat. At Christmas time, it's all about more lash. It's silly season, I've got my tie on my head. I'm heading straight to the bloody Ned. I'm gonna do a deal or two with him and her, and probably you. And don't worry, what they say isn't true. We can get loose and I won't sue. Which is actually true, because it can get bloody loose at Christmas. And I know a good lawyer who's, he actually went to school with my dad. But look, actually, you know, it's not about that. It's about more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. Number 32, lashing it up with a Christmas broom. I meet a girl, she said her name is Santa. I give her some of my finest chanter. I say, do you want to come back to mine? And she says, no, I'm actually fine. And I said to her, don't worry, because I've actually got work in the morning. So it's not just about getting lashed at Christmas. You've got to think about the economy. And actually, it's actually more about more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. Bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Oh my God, that's James Haskell. Come on, everybody, it's Christmas time. It's time to lash. That's Jeremy Irvine from Hollywood. It's Jim Hamilton from the rugby pods! Uh-huh. Oh, look, my LinkedIn profile is going to go way up in the morning. This is so good. My dad is going to be so proud. Happy Christmas, everybody! This is probably the happiest I've ever been. No, I have had some pretty good nights in Inferno. You can even get lashed even if you don't drink. Just get with non-alcoholic beers. Come and get steamboated with me. All for restart rugby. I didn't make that up. I should have been a musician, actually. Probably better being in the city. But I don't even know. How does this song end? This is so good. I just make you stop. This is so much fun. I don't want to leave here. This is amazing. Does anyone see Danny Kerr? That is amazing. I'm gonna get some cheekers.